paying for service that never really seems to work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Dr. Gerard Curry. You know, we've been looking at healing school. This is what we do on a Thursday morning, every Thursday in our Tradition Town Hall facility. And we just picked up yesterday on how God, the first people he called into ministry with him were business people. They had a fishing business. They relied upon the fish and the fishing business to supply and support their families. And then God comes and he touches their lives and they forsake it all to follow him, seeing the glory in his life. We looked at Psalm 103, verses 1, 2, and 3, how God, he supplies our every need, and then he also forgives all our iniquities. So let's pick it up in the service and see what the Lord has for us.
He went to the business people first. He got the business people.
Amen.
And they are the ones who turned the world around.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 12.
Think about that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now look what it says in verse 4. So he heals, first of all your benefits. He forgives. You got to get all your benefits. He forgives all your sin, all your iniquities, and he heals every one of your sicknesses and disease.
Amen.
I don't even like to say they're mine anymore because they now belong to the devil.
That's right. Amen.
Right?
That's right.
So he heals them all. Verse 4, he redeems your life from destruction.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He redeems your life from destruction. Wow. That's amazing. Think of Psalm, I think it's Psalm 102, verse 20. Just check it, Mike. Psalm 102, verse 20. He says, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
That's 107.
He sent forth... 107.20. Thank you. 107.20. He sent forth his word...
Yes.
...and delivered them from their destruction.
That's right.
He sent forth his word. The word is Jesus.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. He sent forth his word. He sent Jesus... And deliver them from their destructions, right? Look at this. Who redeems your life from destruction?
Yes.
Who redeems your life from destruction? He sent forth his word and delivered them from destruction.
Amen.
Jesus is the answer.
That's right.
To every single question.
Everything. That's true.
Hallelujah.
And in actual fact, Psalm 107, verse 2, he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say it. Say so. Speak out of your mouth, I am redeemed. You speak out of your mouth, I am healed. You speak out of your mouth, I'm at peace. You speak out of your mouth, I am prosperous. You speak out of your mouth, my children love God. You speak out of your mouth, my loved ones are saved. He said, let the weak say, I am strong.
Amen.
Come on, this teaching will change everything about everything.
That's right.
I mean, I teach the same thing every day, just different ways.
That's right.
I can't remanufacture God's word. I just come at it from different angles, bring different scriptures, but it all says the same thing. There's no words of God that are contradictory to each other. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with... He crowns you... with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh my God. Were we? He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness. Loving kindness. That was not God who stood there and said to you, you got this sickness, and argued with you. That was not God's loving kindness. And when a prophet comes and says, you're delving in something you shouldn't be delving in, that's not God if he tells you in front of someone else.
That's right.
That's not loving kindness. He redeems you from destruction and he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Not just mercies.
That's right.
Tender mercies.
Woo.
God was very select in the words he put in the Bible. I think it's Psalm 136, I'm not even sure right now. But at the end of each verse, it's a long psalm, at the end of each verse, His mercies endure forever. Psalm 136, I think. 136. Every script, every verse, how many verses are there in there? And at the end of each verse,
26.
Whose mercies, there's 26 verses, whose mercies endure forever. He crowns you with tender mercies. His mercies endure forever. In other words, when you sin, His mercies endure forever. When you lied and cheated, His mercies endure forever. When you didn't pray, His mercy endured forever. When you didn't read your Bible, His mercies endure forever. When you forgot to tithe, His mercies endure forever.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You got to put the Bible to the Bible together.
That's right.
And His verses.
Amen.
Lamentations. Let's turn to Lamentations. Lamentations, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That's in the Old Testament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lamentations. And we're looking at chapter 3. And we're reading verse 22. You ready?
Yeah.
Here it is. I'm reading from the King James first. It is of the Lord's mercies. Oh, His loving kindness endures forever.
Amen.
And then He says, yeah, with tender mercies, you crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Amen.
It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not.
Amen.
He's got compassion. He's a compassionate God.
Amen.
He's a tender mercy loving God. Amen. Who's the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. Verse 23. They are new every morning.
Amen.
They are new. What's new? His compassion and His mercy.
Amen.
It's new every single morning.
Amen.
Listen to me. Great is your faithfulness. He just adds in there to say, I'm faithful.
Amen.
That's right.
If I speak a word, it's not coming back void.
That's right.
My word shall not return void. And if I said over there that my loving kindness is new every morning and my mercies are new every morning, you can bank on it, you can count on it. When I woke up this morning, I said, thank you, Lord, for the mercies of the day.
Amen.
Amen.
You're supposed to say it every morning. The voice translation says, how enduring is God's loyal love? The eternal has inexhaustible compassion. Inexhaustible. Who knows what inexhaustible means?
Never ends.
Never ending.
That's right.
He's got never-ending compassion.
Amen.
You know how sometimes your compassion kind of runs out with your children?
Yeah.
Or your spouse?
Amen.
Or your puppies? One more poop on that chair, you're dead. My compassions run out occasionally.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
Not just me. My compassion is not inexhaustible, believe me.
Amen.
I can run out of compassion in a flash like that. You will think, who is this person? He preaches on Sunday. Look at him today.
What happened?
Anybody and everybody is open to an attack from the enemy if you let him.
Amen.
Tell me, you've got to control the emotions. You've got to control the feelings. You've got to control your response.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Yeah, but this is where the rubber meets the road.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. One of the biggest things I find that is hindering Christians, one of the biggest problems that is messing Christians up, is unforgiveness.
Right.
Telling you, there's other things as well, but unforgiveness is one of the worst things you can hang on to. Unforgiveness towards a doctor, towards a pastor, towards a friend, towards a spouse, towards a child, towards a president, towards anybody.
Amen.
Unforgiveness.
Amen.
Let me tell you what. Unforgiveness is a thief.
That's right.
He'll steal your blessings. Unforgiveness is a blessing thief.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
Telling you.
Yes.
Remember that. Unforgiveness will steal your blessings.
That's right.
It'll stop your blessings coming.
Yeah.
You need
Amen.
To check your heart. That's one area. Because God says, we know in Mark 11, 24 and 25,
right.
He says, when you stand praying, now you're praying for something, right?
Yes.
You're praying for your healing.
That's right.
Father God, I thank you by the stripes on your back, I'm healed. You said I can pray for it and believe I'll receive it and then I'll have it. So I believe I've got it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I've got my healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, but now hold on.
Yeah,
we're not finished yet. He says, when you stand praying,
that's right.
Forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven shall also forgive you your sins,
Amen.
Your trespasses. For if you forgive not, neither will your Father forgive you. And you can see that in the Lord, well, it's not the Lord's Prayer, it's a model prayer, Our Father which art in heaven,
right.
In Matthew 6, 9 through 15.
Amen.
In verse 15 he says, and you better forgive those that trespass against you, whilst your Father can't forgive you.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. Ooh, that's a huge word. That's a huge word. Is there any time God can't forgive you? Yes.
Amen.
That's a huge word. Come on.
Amen.
That's a big, big word.
Yes.
You're standing, you're praying, you're believing, you wonder why you're not receiving, because you're in unforgiveness. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Help me. But you don't know what they did to me.
That turns into bitterness.
I know I don't know what they did to you, but I know what they did to Christ.
That's right. Amen.
And he said, forgive these guys. They don't know what they're doing.
They're doing. Yes. They know what they're
doing. Well, you're not married to him.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, I'm a male, so I better not be.
Right.
That'll get me in trouble, right?
That's right.
Time out. Must go in the corner now. So it says, how enduring is God's loyal love? The Eternal has inexhaustible compassion. Verse 23. Yeah, they are every morning new. Your faithfulness, God, is as broad as the day. Wow. I love God. I love the Word. There's so much brilliance in the Word of God.
Amen.
There's so much gold to be dug out of every Scripture. If you can just dig it and you can just go with it, study to show yourself approved, you can walk in all the blessings, in every one of the blessings,
Amen.
Which includes healing.
Amen.
You can walk in it all. I'm a living testimony of this working in my life. I don't have a doctor. I haven't had one, as you know, for 40 years. 40 years. I haven't seen a doctor.
Amen.
It might be 38, but it's around about there. I haven't seen it. I haven't been to a doctor. It's not me. It's him.
Amen.
It's the Word of God. I haven't had a cold in 28 years.
Beautiful.
Flu. In 28 years, you've seen me that have been here long. You know. Ask my wife. Does it mean I'm not attacked? No, the attack comes fast and furious many times. But I've learned to say, whoop, that's far enough. You're not coming through. I'm not accepting that. And my shield of faith is up. My shield of faith is up. It's
here.
And all I feel is a fiery dart of the enemy. I feel the rattling here.
Amen.
The symptom. I feel it over here in my throat and neck. It's the symptom. But it's gone.
Amen.
It quenches the fiery darts. You've got to get your shield of faith up. But if you don't have faith, because you heard it and you're not speaking it, you're going down. You'll get the flu. But I've got someone who prefers me to have divine health.
That's right. Amen.
See, God's best is not for me to get healed and then sick and then healed again by a miracle. His best is for me to get healed and stay healed. That's what he wants.
Amen.
And that's what I'm practicing.
Amen.
And I'm doing pretty good right now.
Amen.
My kids have done great. They haven't experienced sickness.
Amen.
They haven't experienced sickness. Think about that.
I know.
When I was Canaan's age, by the time I was 17, oh my God, I had mumps, measles, flu, yellow jaundice, chicken pox. Come on.
Amen.
You name them. You name them. I had them.
Yes.
By the time I was his age, before him, I had yellow jaundice when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
I got so sick, so yellow, that my sheets turned yellow.
Wow.
You don't believe me? I was in bed for 4 weeks, listening to my friends playing outside. Yeah. That's how I was. All the time. Everything. The one time, I got this, they said it's a touch of double pneumonia. That was close to the last time I went to the doctor. Because I didn't like what he said. I couldn't believe the pain.
Yeah.
And that was just a touch. Shame. What it must be like for people who get it. I've learned some tricks. It's not even tricks. I've learned the Word of God.
That's right.
And I'm staying in that.
That's
Can you
it.
Say amen?
Amen.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
We want to invite you to tune in every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible.